Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Timmerman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tom Timmerman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup is walked intentionally. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Stanley scores. Brinkman moves to third. Northrup moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Bell moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haller moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman is 0-for-0 in the game. Timmerman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Wilcox covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Del Unser now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilcox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ed Farmer now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Seelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Seelbach covering. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Ed Farmer. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Camilli moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Roy Foster pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Fred Sherman now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Camilli moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball towards right. Northrup settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Northrup. Camilli tags and scores. Lowenstein tags and moves to third. Foster tags and moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Foster now playing right field. Eddie Leon now playing second base. Del Unser now playing center field. Steve Mingori now pitching. Buddy Bell Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Jata pinch hits for Tom Holler. Paul Jata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jata bunts towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freehan tags and scores. Taylor tags and moves to third. Stanley tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Paul Jata now playing first base. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kummer. Camilli reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.